Three, two, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev Allstate. She.
That chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, 20. Assemble. If you're watching the bonus clip on YouTube, please check out this clip of the Unruly Cousins show.
Yeah.
Now. What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage.
And that chick, Angel.
This is the Unruly Cousins Show. Two cousins, one Spanish guy, one camera, one adventure. What's the adventure today, Angel?
We are doing one of my favorite dance forms. Tap.
Okay!
Yeah.
How you get up with us in there?
I didn't do that well. I'm missing a lot of sound. Yeah! I like this.
Ooh. Ooh, Chris, that leg almost went all the way out when I did that. That sliding, it slided. I have never worn tap dancing shoes in my life.
Okay, Kevin.
Hold on, I'ma kill him.
I know.
See?
Yes.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh, hey, come on now, you got this.
He said, hey, come on now.
All right, welcome back. So, I was watching Hulu with my lovely wife, Melissa Denise Fredericks. She said, oh, let's cut this Nature Boy doc on because, you know, people been talking about it. And I got to say something, Angel. I got to amend my previous thinking. Cults ain't only for white folk.
Oh, you thought they were.
Yeah, Jim Jones, Jonestown, David Koresh, them people down in Waco. There were some black people in Jonestown, but they weren't overwhelmingly black.
Wait a minute, are you talking, you mean like the cults where they die at the end?
Well, just big cult.
Kevin, you've been to church.
No, that's the Lord. And then you don't put no cult on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All we do is love him, drink his blood, eat his body, speak in other tongues. That is not a cult behavior. All we do is drink his blood and eat his body and get baptized in his name. That is it. If I grow up in it, it is fine. If you do it, it is a cult. You hear me? We are normal. Yes. You anoint me with, you push my head down. I speak in tongues. I shout. I get baptized, drink his blood, eat his body. Completely normal because that is how I grew up.
And you were like, that is not.
This is right. And I can't wait to take communion because my cousins made fun of me because you ain't saved all the way. You can't take communion. We get to drink his blood and eat his body. You don't.
And I'm not even talking about Christianity as a brand. I'm saying some churches, it's you just go. They go past that. We already on some cultish mess. But then some be like, and we call our pastor Papa.
Now, you call the pastor Daddy. I don't like when people say Daddy God. I don't like Daddy God. Daddy God a little too personal for me. And calling the pastor Papa.
That's what I'm talking about. That's when it gets to, and there are churches like that where they are like, well, if the bishop said it, then that's what it is.
Yes.
And if Daddy said it, then that's what it is.
I got my daddy. No, my real dad wasn't part of my life. That don't mean that bishop gonna be mine. He's somewhere over there like that.
Like that. Listen, my daddy ain't talking to me. That's how I know you lying. That can't be my daddy. Cause that nigga don't talk to me. And that one do. That's the difference. But it took this to see.
No, actually, Lanisa Frederick had a whole podcast. She grew up in a cult as well.
I think I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Lanisa Frederick had a whole podcast and she talked about how she grew up in a cult and her podcast is about, you know, and also, Angel, I ain't gonna hold you. First of all, for somebody who is chronically online, never heard of Nature Boy I didn't know what people were talking about. I said, Ric Flair, what Ric Flair did?
I was like,
Nature Boy was down in Guatemala.
But I
he owned you, the start of cult. Why are people worshiping Ric Flair?
You told me, will you watch the Nature Boy before Friday? Yeah. When I saw that it was a Negro in the thumbnail, I said, this can't be what? What is he doing?
Not fruit and vegetables, nigga done out got a cult. Not produce, nigga.
Said, wait, this is about a cult?
Cause it's Whole Foods, nigga, got a cult.
I'm like, Tabitha, get your people. Get this vegan who ain't a vegan.
Nigga, VeggieTales, it started a VeggieTales cult.
Yes, veggie cults.
I said, dang, I never. And this wasn't 20 years ago. This was 2018, I believe it started.
And then kept when the when I was watching it said, and then the pandemic hit. I said, wait, this was yesterday? I said, so they're going to be like, and then after Angel picked up her kids from from the assembly, I'm going to be like, that was yesterday.
Talk about March 2024. I was like, were we on tour during this?
I didn't see no tweet about it. No video. No, and I wasn't doing nothing but watching my phone in 2020.
Watch, we actually talked about this in so many clips.
We got a whole episode called "This Nature Boy Fruit Nigga." I'll be like,
no, Allegio. I know that.
So I'm watching this, and I'm like, dang, I missed all this. First of all,
someone ran across him in his Colt.
Oh, how neat.
Who you told me? Just Chris, my bad. Michelle, you ran across him? They try to give you vegetables?
They try to give you testicles. That's what they were trying to give you.
Okay, so boom. the first thing I noticed, man, people need something to believe in.
Absolutely.
And they need community.
Yes.
Because you, like, I was watching with Liz, and then, you know, obviously by the time the documentary is out, the people are like rewatching themselves. Yeah. And you watching yourself at his worst. Like, at first, it's just like, hey, man, you know, it starts off black people. We are the universe. We are God. You know, we got to go to the land, eat that watermelon, doo doo right there, go make new watermelon. And let me tell you, I'm out.
Oh, no. I was in.
I'm out. Once you tell me doodle on the ground and well, no, Angel, because I thought they was just living outside. They was like, no, we had a house for cooking. You ain't gonna put if I got to doodle outside, it's because I got to doodle outside. You got a toilet in there. You like, nah, man, doodle here.
Oh no, I was here. I said, oh, poop outside. That's fine. I'll shit a whole Starbucks and we gonna have refreshers growing up out of the land. Okay. We gonna have chicken minis and refreshers for everybody.
Ain't gonna be able to grow none of the stuff based off what you eat. You can't grow no doggo chicken minis plant.
I bet you I do. I'll be like, look at it. That's that refresher. That refresher leaf.
Mango dragon fruit tree.
Yes.
It's a mango dragon fruit refresher tree, y'all.
Yes. Dragon is actually in it. They were like, no, dragon fruit. No, it's
I told them to take the strawberry.
GMO. For real. I was really like, okay. For me, what is crazy is the first episode had me being like, now, see, this is white people's thought on a black man that just want to live off the land. I did not know how crazy it was going to go. Because I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. But I was like, he's getting people to live outside.
You can see.
Yeah, I was just like, and he's calling him God. I don't believe that. Yeah. But I was like, they seem like they're having a good time in tents. Mm-hmm. Why is this a problem?
Yep.
I really was like, and then every time the white people, and the white girl, she didn't cause all this ruckus.
Let me tell you what. Them people, let me tell you what. You want to have a black coat and keep the whites out.
That's what I said. Rule number one.
Not this white girl. The whole Canada was like, what, nigga? Hey, you'll never see another banana again. Give the white girl back.
Give her back.
The white girl back to us. We'll blow. He said, you get the hell on, white girl.
You go back to Canada.
You draw too much attention to
yes. Get go. Go.
Yeah, we want to be inclusive, but then the government has started to come over.
And then the spicy white boy, I don't know what he was. Venezuelan? What was he? You know who I'm talking about. The white. He was spicy white. Once he didn't get his ass beat by the police, he's like, I'm out of here.
This is the kind of stuff happens to y'all.
Right, I'm out. I could tell. I didn't like it. I thought I was going to die. The nigga said we will die in nature and live forever.
On the bus.
He said it.
Circle of life. He watched Mufasa. He watched Lion King. He was like, yeah, man.
Oh, he's from Portugal. Yeah, spicy white dude. I said, see. Don't you let them in there because you had a good thing going. This is before I found out about the abuse. I was like, see, all you had was the people shitting outside. Okay, that's not the greatest, but yeah, that's not the worst thing in the world. Continue. So sorry.
So as it always goes in the cult, man, first we just one band, one sound. Mm-hmm. We eating fruits off in the vegetables, y'all. No swine, no time. Then you also be like, by the way, call me God. Okay? First, God speaks to me, through me, then God is me. Mm-hmm. I am God. I am not the conduit. I am now the source. People be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you. Then he's like, also, bring me your bodies. I want to do the sex.
Coochies first.
Coochies come to me. And I said, well, and that is.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit man done said, man, I want a banana in your pineapple. You understand me?
Fruit wasn't the only thing you wanted.
Listen. Yeah, and yeah, you're right. R. Swinton, all the men are weak. These niggas, the second in command fruit and vegetable brigade, done watch this man abuse girls, and you see them justify the abuse.
She was disobedient. So apparently there was a reason for this retaliation that he was putting on her. I literally, while watching it, I said, dear God, now my second greatest fear used to be my first greatest fear is one of my children passing away while I'm alive. Second is that they become weak ass niggas like the one I saw.
You'd rather them die.
In that order.
I said, oh dear God, please don't let any of my children be willing to watch a woman or anybody be abused in that way and just be like, well, those are the rules.
I said, come on, y'all. And to watch yourself, watch the documentary and watch yourself let a nigga who's your age.
And ain't got no guns. At least in the first three episodes, he had no weapons.
He had no weapons. You watch a nigga who's your age just start smacking up this girl. Now, I'm going to say this because I done told Liz. The queen he picked, first of all, and somebody said this, he took all the girls. You be married to him, y'all be married. Also, now you get out from him and you come to me. Right? He did that 3-4 times. He picked that queen, colorism was at play.
Oh, I said the same thing. Soon as she said he kept trying to get with me, I said, because you light skin, girl.
You light
even vegetables. In the cult.
Even in the cult. Colorism is like, oh, y'all got a cult going on? I'm going to be in there, too. I'm going to be in everything.
I said, we're in nature. All colors are important. He was like, no, no, no. Give me that light bright. Come on over
Give
here.
Give me that light girl to be the queen. Had all kind of brown skin girls in there. He said, no, man.
Mm-mm, light eyes. Come light here. Eyes,
get in here.
Now, what I will say, the benefit of the cult, they were so svelte. I said, oh, yeah. Now I would. That's the only way I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to have to join in a cult and just be living off of the earth. That's the only fucking way. They'll be like, are you here to join the cult? I'm really here to join the diet regimen.
I don't really want to do the cult stuff with y'all, but this whole fruit and vegetable thing y'all got, and then the dude went outside, I see how the figures is working, because we got to live outside and walk everywhere.
Right.
Fruit and vegetables, I'm down 100 pounds.
It looked like Love Island. Everybody's body was just ka, ka, ka. And I said, now, okay, let's see here. Do I get to choose my husband? Because I might be able to work this.
Ain't no chicken minis down to the cult, Angel.
Listen,
ain't no Chick-fil-A, ain't no Starbucks.
Just wrap a strawberry in a leaf and be like, this is like a chicken mini and eat that. Just shit my brain. And that's the other thing. I was like, whoo. Also, we need to shit outside because I can only imagine the explosiveness of all that. I was like, some of that fruit I ain't never seen before.
Oh, no. And think about it. It's like doing a cleanse the first 3 days. I'm sure they're going doo-doo crazy.
Oh, my God. Today, I said, ain't no goddamn way I would want to poop inside with
That first 48 hurt sometimes.
Oh, yes. I was like, how was nobody talking about that? That's what I was waiting for.
I can't doodle with people with the sun out outside.
I would have. I'd be holding on to the trees. Yes.
People are scared. They'll be like, she's transitioning.
Yes, I'm ascending. Oh, there's no way. That's what the first thing I thought. I said, well, all that fruit. Oh, my God. The boo-boo. I'm not going to be able to sit no less than that long because we just ate. We got to have a break. Whatever. Well, first of all, Europe, that I'm out.
Europe?
That, you weren't hearing them? That's how they would start the videos.
Oh, the New York sound?
Yes.
Yeah, that nigga was in a cult with a shiesty on. You can't be no cult leader with a shiesty on.
You can't be a cult leader talking to me like this. If you do this with your mouth, you're not God.
The cult leader got a shiesty on. I gotta go.
Yeah.
You mean you sent my guy? Why are you wearing that outside? You don't have a shirt on. You got a size to and you to hear the voice of God. I'm out.
No, it's not.
I'm out, man. It's like a cult leader with a do-rag on. Like,
yes.
Right. Come on, man.
When he was calling them homie, I said, nope. There's certain language that should not be allowed in a cult. You can't say you God and also be like homie. You not. Soon as I see that mouth crooked to the side, devil. Devil.
Can't do it. Cigarette from.
Oh my God. No.
But yes, they were saying Europe at the top of all the videos. I missed that. And they would go, Europe. They don't go together. You're not gonna do these chakra hands and say Europe. And I'm not gonna be like, you know this is stupid, right? Sorry, continue.
What's good, my heart? So they go to Hawaii. So they start, I believe when they start, they were in South America or Costa Rica. Where were they at first? Was it
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica first, which is, that is South America, right?
Oh, yes, it is. It's South America.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they start out in Costa Rica. And then for whatever reason, I believe they go to Hawaii during the pandemic. And they were like, the Hawaiian.
You jumped.
Go back.
It was Costa Rica. They got kicked out. So they went to Texas. And I said, that's when I would have been out. Why are we in the U.S.? Then they drove down to Mexico.
You right.
Uh-huh. Then they got kicked out of Mexico, went to Belize. Then from there, they did Panama. We didn't see Panama, but they were naming off. They went back to Costa Rica. They went somewhere else, and then they ended up in Atlanta.
Then they
left Atlanta and went to Hawaii.
I can't be in no cult, and there's a Publix.
They're getting some miles, at least.
Yeah.
Got to. Publix fried chicken and fruits and vegetables, I'm taking Publix.
There's a strip club. There are strip clubs. We can't be.
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.